Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you, my man?
Good, my friend. It's hard. You know, in January, you're trying to, for you to try and say, which direction will we go? Because last week we had the leftovers, and you're kind of thinking, well, what's left after the leftovers?
Well, I'm thinking comfort food, because I think two very simple recipes. We're going to do a beef ragu lasagna, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And we're not using mince, which is interesting. It's a casserole kind of slices called a feather blade cut, which is very, I'm going to talk to your listeners about it. And then we're going to do a one-pot fish pie, which is great. One-pot fish. Like, remember we talked about the turkey and ham pie last week. Well, this is what fish, which is really, really
okay.
Lovely.
So, which
so we'll do a beef ragu
the
lasagna.
Ragu.
And we're using some olive oil, some casserole beef slice. I want to talk to you about this. So feather blade is a really good value cut, and it is full of flavour. And you cook it low and slow. It's good value, really, really lovely flavour. You get in the supermarkets. It's probably about the size of my hand open. It's that size. Yeah. And what you do, you brown that off in the pan, and then we're going to cover it with the other ingredients I'm going to tell you in a minute. But you cook it low and slow, and you're going to shred this with a fork that's going to be a little bit different to your mince. It's going to be a bit more texture in this lasagna, which I think is really, really nice. One onion chopped, so do that. Cook that off in the pan. Okay. A little bit of celery finely chopped, I like that. Fresh thyme. And then what we do is we cover this with some passata. Passata is just your like sieved tomato sauce.
Okay, yeah. Alright.
San Marzano, we spoke about these. They're the best
that's
tomatoes
right.
They're reckoned to be. They're lovely and sweet, and they're gorgeous. They are. They're really nice bit of acidity, but they're lovely and sweet. So that goes you cook that 170 in the oven, and we're going to cook that for about 2 hours, that lovely beef. So you're covered in the passata with your vegetables. Thyme is beautiful. You could use rosemary. I think thyme is better to be used, to be honest with you. Now, we're going to make a white sauce. So we melt off some butter, add in some plain flour. You make a roux. And then what you do is slowly add in some milk. So I'm just using some regular full-fat milk into this 400 mils.
Full fat.
This is going to be for your lasagna. It's got to be, I think. I think so. I think it's the real deal.
I agree.
A little bit of grated parmesan into that. And then we are going to use, you can buy now, Simply Better of beautiful fresh lasagna sheets, which are made in Italy. They're made with kind of like a 00 pasta, and then free range eggs. So they're lovely. So they're fresh in the fridge, okay? Or you can use the dried ones, but the fresh ones are lovely, nice and soft. Mm. And as I say in Italy, it's silky when it's cooked. It's delicious. So your ragu is done. Your ragu on its own is delicious with a little bit of rice or even a little bit of pasta. We're going to do a lasagna, and that will keep in your fridge for about a week, or you can freeze it, okay? With the casserole pieces, when they're cooked, you've got to take them out and you've got to shred them with a fork. So it's like shredded beef. That's exactly what it's like. Low and slow. So you do a layer of your lovely pasta, your layer of your I was going to say mince, your braised beef, should I say, or shredded beef is a better word. Yeah. And then we're going to put a little bit of burrata cheese, which is a lovely kind of a creamy cheese, or you could use mozzarella. A little bit of that, then another layer of pasta, another layer of your lovely white sauce. So it's kind of three layers of pasta, two layers of shredded meat, and then a little bit of white sauce with some cheese. Pardon me, Marty. That's going to go into the oven. So I'm using parmesan cheese and the burrata cheese. So two hits some cheese.
That's really.
And then that goes into the oven.
That's very substantial.
Apologies, sorry.
No, you're fine. Mm. That's very substantial.
Yeah, it probably is rich, but it's gorgeous. Yeah. And it's comfort food at its best.
Oh, no question.
Serve that with a nice crisp green salad, which is gorgeous. You know, what my twins would love with that is a little bit of garlic bread.
Every time.
You know, it just mops up all those lovely juices.
I'm sorry, but we're the same.
Yeah. It just goes back into the oven. It should have said 30 minutes just to warm it through and to make sure the pasta is cooked through, because the pasta is fresh pasta, but it's not cooked. If it's dried pasta, it could take about 40, 45 minutes. Never pre-cook your pasta in boiling water if it's dried. Put it on raw, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
And then layer it up. So three layers of pasta, two layers of the mince, of the meat, and then that lovely sauce.
It's funny, I'm listening to you now and you're making me think of Italy.
Oh, I know.
As I listen to this now.
But I think, every time I think or talk about Italian food, I think of you and your travels. You love the country and you love the people.
We love it to bits. Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant.
We love it in every aspect.
And it's still the best country I've been to for food,
And it's hard to get in the smallest little village.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a bad meal. And I think a lot of that is, well, it's fresh food, isn't it? But I think it's also family.
I agree with that. And what I really agree with is they protect what they have. They're very clever people. Mm. Very, very, very clever. Mm. I love them for that, because they protect where their food comes from. And we could learn. And that's why it's the most cooked cuisine. So I'd love your listeners to try this. It's a little bit different. Casserole slices. Another name is feather blade. Okay, you'll get that at your local butcher.
Feather blade.
Simply Better than the casserole slices. And they're about maybe 4 or 5 years. They're not expensive. So you've got to cook them low and slow.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now,
one pot fish pot.
Right.
So, okay, we're doing this with puff paste. We spoke about a lovely lady a few weeks ago, Mairead from last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's the thing. So, I love her puff pastry. It's made with butter. She's a great small producer.
She could be tall for all we know. You say she's small. We only have your word for it, didn't
you? Okay, to clarify that, she doesn't make big batches. Smart, Ali. Okay, so we're going to make another white sauce. This is your flour, your butter. We've already said that. We're putting leeks into this. Leeks go so well with
you
this.
You and your leeks, we're love them.
I do.
You do.
Do you like leeks?
Yeah, I do, yeah. And leek potato soup is a wonderful thing.
It's one of the nicest.
One of the nicest.
And one time I heard this, it was lovely. The first thing they give to a newborn child when they're weaning, coming off, when they're going into solid food is a potato leek soup in France. I thought, wow, that's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's our first taste. It's
a beautiful flavour.
Yeah, I love it. I do.
Yeah.
So, leeks, me and you are on side. Yep. If you're not a fan of leeks, but you could also, I've often done this with frozen peas or sweet corn. Mix it up, just for your kids. Potatoes, we've said about that. A couple of onions, shallots, nice and sweet, or one small onion. Cook that all off. That goes into your white sauce. A little bit of fresh chicken stock, so it's not a very heavy, dense pie. And then we finish it with 100 ml of cream, or you could use some creme fraiche or some cream, whatever you want to. Now, let's talk about our fish. Really important, some natural smoked haddock. There's a lady I've mentioned on her show many, many times, Sally Barnes. She's based out in Cork. She's one of the best people in the food industry I know, and when it comes to fish, I just love her. It's all wild fish she smokes. She's the most gorgeous wild salmon, mackerel, and her haddock we use in the restaurant. She's very clever. She does a great mail order service, just for your listeners, if you're into it. Beautiful smoked haddock with a poached egg.
Mail order.
Oh, mail order.
That's
brilliant.
Ah,
she's a wonderful lady.
Never heard of that.
But that's how we get delivered. Honestly, she sends it up, DPT or a courier. So, fresh salmon, hake or cod, all skin boned, cut into large chunks. And can I give you another tip? Your fishmonger will do all the preparation. They'll have little packs or a little container of seafood mix. Sometimes prawns, sometimes mussels. They'll always usually have salmon. And remember, salmon, it could be the tail of salmon or the belly. Yeah. Because salmon is quite expensive. Hake is beautiful and plentiful. Cod, or you could use hake or whiting. So a white fish, an oily fish, a smoked fish. That's enough for me.
And why has salmon got expensive?
Because it's so popular.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fair.
Well, but that is it. It's probably the most eaten fish. Hmm. Whereas hake, I would put away ahead of it. Hake is plentiful, sustainable, and it's good value. I love hake. I love hake. So I do love that. It's one of my favourite. Yeah, good. Very good question.
Anyway.
Marty, a lovely herb that I always try and put into a chowder or a fish pie is dill. Dill or fennel. Dill is excellent. Chop that, put that
dill
into your sauce.
Dill is lovely, and dill is not used that often.
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree with you. And Marty, we put everything them into a kind of, say, like a pot or a big pan, like a skillet pan would be perfect. So that's your sauce. Your fish is raw now, remember that. You're going to cook it in the sauce, but then you cover that with puff pastry, brush that with a little bit of beaten egg, and then what I like to do, it's not in the recipe, sprinkle it with sesame seeds. The twins love
that. Lovely.
And then that goes into the oven at 180. That's going to take about 25 minutes to cook until the pastry's cooked. The fish won't take long. And try and have the fish nice big chunks, not tiny little bits, big nice big chunks.
What would be your favourite if you were to just use one fish in this?
Oh, good question. The natural smoke.
The haddock, yeah.
Do you know, when I go on fishing boats and I meet fishermen and they work so hard and I'm so full of admiration, and I always ask them, what's your favourite fish? 99.9% of them will say haddock. They love haddock, yeah. It's interesting. 1% of them might say they don't eat fish.
Well, there is that. But what is the thing about the haddock? Is it that it's full of texture?
It's not a strong fish.
Meaty.
It's plentiful, but it's a lovely, lovely, flavoursome fish. That's a very good question.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, and probably because it's plentiful and they catch it, whereas monkfish is a prime fish, turbid, they wouldn't be eating that at home. It's too expensive.
I understand.
Haddock is a gorgeous, versatile fish, and natural smoked haddock. It means there's no dye in it. It's cold smoked. It's usually raw, and it's just beautiful.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
So it's one pot fish pie, and you can put one fish in.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
And then the other one is beef ragu lasagna, which
comfort food at its best.
It surely is, and it's a different. It's a different take on the beef ragu, which is very interesting.
And you know what? Because we both love Italy, we should play something Italian. What about Pavarotti?
Pavarotti.
With that, we have it there. Oh, he's brilliant. He loved his food.
Did you notice that as well? It's gas, isn't it? There was something about him that made
And a big Barolo wine, I'd say.
Bottle of Barolo.
Yeah.
And we had the great pleasure of visiting it. Sadly, he was gone, but visiting his home.
No.
In Modena, in Modena, we went there.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a great place to visit.
Modena. Well, of course, you would have gone because of the...
Yeah. The parmesan and the balsamic. Oh, they're great. That's a beautiful. And I found it really lovely, the markets. And I found, you know, you'd go there and you'd eat in a, isn't it, trattoria they call them, at the restaurant.
Trattoria.
You get the beef. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You get the best beef ragu for 10, 12 euro.
I know.
What's sensational.
I know, it is, yeah.
And not expensive.
I know. And it wouldn't, we could do a program from there.
Could we do a party?
We could do a program from there. And, we could do restaurants and we could visit Pavarotti's house.
Yeah, and vineyards.
And vineyards.
Grapes, talk about grapes.
And it's a Ferrari there, aren't they?
Yeah, I drove one once.
There you go.
It's the scariest thing I ever did.
Did you drive one?
Yeah.
Isn't that in Modena?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We could have a race, me and you.
That's the thing, it's on the roof. It's on the roof. So it's all there and we could drink vinegar.
Vinegar, oh, that'd be nice. Old vinegar. 50-year-old vinegar.
50?
What about that? 25, 30, always.
Is it nice?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Like sweet honey.
That's very nice.
It's amazing. Okay, we'll do that. That's on our New Year's wish list.
Right, let's get Pavarotti out quick. Safe home. Good luck, Reverend.
See you.
Bye.
Thanks,
Mark. Good luck. Not at all.